This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Wednesday, March 24th, 2010, or 2010. I am podcasting tonight because I want to, at least I'm going to try, to join Arthur's live show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. And I encourage you to go over there and listen, or even join in the conversation on Skype. Do that, okay? So anyway, I just have a couple things to talk about. One, the first thing being, I'm seeing this right on the news right this minute, as well as reading some things about it today, about all the fucktards in the country, the teabaggers and the tenthers and the birthers and all that crap, who are now threatening congressmen and senators because of their vote on the healthcare bill and what they're doing to, you know, for healthcare. Like that lady in, where was it? Some congresswoman got her office, the window smashed, someone threw a brick through another window, people are getting death threats, this is the crazy shit that right-wing Republican birthers, tenthers, teabaggers are doing, and it's actually very embarrassing for our entire country that these idiots do this kind of shit. I know that Arthur over at the Amarins, Not his podcast, but his blog. Now, where is it? I have it bookmarked here somewhere. No, I can't find it, of course. But you can go over to his, maybe I can get to it from his podcast site. He's been writing a couple posts lately about this whole, all the crap that's happening because of the changes in the healthcare thing, you know. And where's his blog here? There it is, personal blog. Yes, it's amarins.blogspot.com. And he's got several posts. He's posted one today about, well, it's called And So It Begins. And it says, 3 days ago, in the final hours before the U.S. House of Representatives passed the historic healthcare bill, I warned of the inevitable violence that would come from the far-right teabaggers. It's started. And then he goes on to tell you all the different things and quote a couple things and stuff like that. So I want you to go over to the Amarins blogspot, amarins.blogspot.com, and read his post because it's very interesting, and he predicted it, and sure enough, it's happening. On Tuesday, he posted this thing about the tenthers, the people who instantly, within 5 seconds of Barack Obama signing the healthcare bill, they have been filing lawsuits left and right, and specifically 14 states have filed lawsuits, and of course my state, Virginia, our attorney general has filed a lawsuit against the healthcare bill. And of course Arthur does a good job explaining it, that they really have absolutely no leg to stand on, because he explains it a hell of a lot better than I do. So you need to go over to Arthur's website and check out that post. It's amarins.blogspot.com. Because Arthur, you know, he's the more intelligent one. He can explain these things a hell of a lot better than I can. I just know how it directly pisses me off and how I get crazy mad about stuff. So yeah, anyway, go check out Arthur's posts on that, because he's the smart one. anyway, that was all in the news today. Oh, and speaking of the news, I have decided to stop watching my local news. I've been watching this, well, ABC Channel 7 here in the D.C. area for probably 20 years, probably even longer than that. But the last couple days, I turn on the TV and I keep hearing opinion. They're not reporting just the news. I keep hearing this opinion, and it's all about the healthcare thing, and I'm getting really sick of hearing it. So I am no longer going to watch my local news, because they are... I think there are like a sub channel of Fox News or something like that, because they they're saying the same kind of rhetoric. Like they said, even though this brand new poll was out saying that 49% of Americans approve of the healthcare bill and only 40% disapprove of the healthcare bill, they still said a majority of Americans disapprove of the healthcare bill. I'm like, you're wrong about that, because a new poll just came out. And yes, we should not be listening to polls, but these people are driving me crazy with the way they talk, and they should just report the news. All they should have said was, President Obama signed the healthcare bill today, boom, and then shown a picture of it. That's all they need to do. They don't need to throw in their commentary about, well, you know, a majority of Americans don't approve of the bill, you know, so, you know, that kind of crap. I'm tired of that kind of crap. So I think they should stop doing that shit. Completely. Anyway, moving on. I know this is going to be a short podcast, but that's okay. Also in the news today, I saw that, I just went to the Washington Post webpage, and the actor Robert Culp died at age 79. He was from I Spy with, what's his name? With, old black guy. Bill Cosby, sorry. With Bill Cosby. He died. I wonder what he died of. Let's read the article real quick. Actor Robert Culp, 79, best known for his work on television's I Spy in the 1960s and more recently in Everybody Loves Raymond, died this morning after a fall at his Hollywood home, authorities said. Oh, wow. That's too bad. I wonder what did he hit his head or something? I don't know. In any case, so that's on the front page. He died. But on the Washington Post, they reported this afternoon, I believe it was, that GoDaddy, the domain registration company, you're familiar with GoDaddy, with Danica Patrick, who's the spokeswoman for that right now. GoDaddy has decided they are going to pull out of China and no longer register domain names in China. And this comes right after Google has decided to stop censoring their Google results in China. But the Chinese government, what they did was, well, if I understand it correctly, Google moved the server that the searches go through, they moved it to Hong Kong or whatever, they directed it to Hong Kong so that people in China could get anything they want, because Hong Kong, I guess, is off limits or whatever, I'm not really sure what. But then China, with all their internet police, raised the wall higher and stopped that somehow. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I applaud Google for pulling out of China, and I hope they completely do whatever they can to let the Chinese people have a free flow of information. I think censoring is wrong, especially when it comes from a government. That's not right. And now that GoDaddy's pulling out, I think that's a good thing. Of course, now I've said this before, I need to stop reading the comments on these articles that are posted online, because the idiots on this article about GoDaddy pulling out of China say, this has nothing to do with doing the right thing, this is about GoDaddy not making money in China and they're pulling out. I'm like, oh please, you freaking idiots. I'm so sick of stupid people, it's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm glad that they're pulling out, and I'm glad that Google's no longer, or doing their best to not filter the internet for China. Anyway. Okay, so next week for me is spring break. Friday, once I leave work Friday, I have a week off for spring break. And the boyfriend and I are going to leave on Saturday morning to go to Charlottesville. I guess we're going to go Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and come back Tuesday, so 4 days. So I will not have a podcast over the weekend with the boyfriend or on Sunday to recap. I'll wait and record next Tuesday, probably. But we're going to Charlottesville to visit wineries and, of course, visit with my dad. Now, this is, do you hear my chair making that noise? You probably don't. I don't know if you do or not, but I'll try to sit still. The thing about going to my dad's house is, you know, he's still a smoker, and I have quit smoking. It's been, since August 22nd. So let's see, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, 7 months since I quit smoking. And, you know, I don't want to get fall back into it. But I think when we went in October, I had no problem and was able to make it through the weekend because we only stayed like 2 days back then with my dad and was able to get over the whole smoking thing. So I think this time out, it shouldn't be a problem. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, the point is I won't have a podcast Sunday night or Monday. You'll have to wait until Tuesday. Now I have a question. Does anybody out there listening know how to program for the iPhone/iPad? Because I want to make a new program. I want to call it Teacher Helper or something like that, where I can do my lesson plans on this program. I can do a grade book on this program, and I can gather information about my students by easily tapping on the screen. Let's say I want to keep track of how often kids participate in a discussion, just for, you know, to find out, you know, who's participating. That, so each time I touch this rectangle next to my kid's name, it leaves a mark, and then I can tally it up later to find out how many times, you know, who's participating and who's not, and that kind of thing, and have the anecdotal kind of evidence to show who's participating. Anyway, that's the kind of thing I'm looking for, but I don't know anything about Xcode or the SDK or Objective-C or object-oriented programming or Objective-C. I want someone to do it for me, but I know it's going to be extremely complicated because I'm so sorry. I know everybody, people just say they don't like that. Sorry. That just slipped out. Sorry. I'm not going to hear about it. So I want to do this program so that on my iPad, I can use it in my classroom. But the planning part is going to be very complicated. It requires some relatively complicated databases. Because, for example, there's like layers. Let's say I want to plan for all the different subjects. So there's the first layer, math, language arts, or math, reading, science, and social studies. Let's just say that. Then underneath each one of those headings, like under the math heading, I would want all the different units in the math book. And then under that heading, all the different lessons for each unit. And then underneath the lesson, all the different activities for that lesson. That's like 4 or 5 layers of information. And I don't know how to program for that. I don't know anything. I don't even know how to do that on a regular database. I've got Bento, but I don't know how to set it up. And I want to be able to do it, but I don't know how. So does anybody out there know how to program for the iPad? I know you use the SDK, the software development kit, and Xcode, but I don't know how to do it. So if someone, maybe you could direct me to where I can learn how to do it, because I am not having an easy time learning how to do it, and that's frustrating. Which, you know, if I could retire and spend all my time learning how to program, then I would be able to do it, but then what would be the point of the program? Because I want to use it for myself. And now I should say that I have done a search on the App Store for education software, and they all suck. All the ones I've seen, they suck. They don't do exactly what I want them, you know, what I want to do as a teacher, to be, you know, useful to me in the classroom. So maybe there are other teachers out there who want it my way too, but all those on there absolutely suck. So I'm not going to download them. I downloaded the ones that were free to check them out, but there's no way. I mean, they really do suck. So don't think I haven't already looked for them, because I have. Because I already have my idea of what I want for mine. But like, I don't have graphics or I don't know any of that stuff. So I need someone to help me with that, or just do it for me. That's what I need. Anyway, so that's where I am on that, and I just cannot wait for that iPad. Next week, you know, they come out on April 3rd, a week from Saturday, and I will be home, and the boyfriend will be in Louisiana, and I think I'm going to actually go to the Apple Store and stand in line and be one of the first people there so I can get, if they're having t-shirts, if they give out t-shirts, I want to get a t-shirt, and so that I can actually get my hand on one just to play with it. I know I'm not going to buy it because I already have one ordered. But just to see it and touch it and play with it, that's what I want. So I'm thinking I might be, you know, try to get in that line. We'll see. I don't know. I have to find out, you know, what kind of launch parties are going to have, or launch, you know, gatherings at the stores or whatnot. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Well, boys and girls, I think that's all I have for today. So I hope you are having a great week. And join us tomorrow for Arthur's live show on Pride48.com. And listen to, you know, you can listen to the stream and join the chat room, and or even get on Skype and join the conversation. It's fun. All right, so boys and girls, that's all for today. Hope you had a great Wednesday, and hope you have a great rest of the week. So, and you won't hear from me until next Tuesday, because as I said, I'm going to Charlottesville. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.